Hey, this is Leslie, the Freebie Guide from thefreebieguide.net, and I have another exciting interview for you today. I'm on the line with Gideon Shalwick over in Australia, and he is someone that I came in contact via Yaro Starak, who was my last interviewee. And I've learned a lot from him, and especially when it comes to marketing with using video and taking your blog to the next level using video and podcasting and those kind of things. So I thought I'd get him on the line today to share some of his tips with you guys and to get you excited about some of the possibilities there. So Gideon, thank you so much for joining me on this call today.
Hey, Leslie, and welcome to everyone else as well. I'm really looking forward to this call because I think there's some really exciting things you can do nowadays with your blog to really help you stand out from the crowd. So I'm really looking forward to this.
All right, sounds good. Hey, Gideon, just for those of the people that might be listening to this now that have no idea who you are, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into online business?
Sure. Well, it was about 4 years ago that I first got into sort of internet marketing, I guess. And it all started with me. I was stuck in a job back in New Zealand. It was an okay job, but I realized that the harder I worked and the longer I worked, the bigger asset I was creating for my employer, mm-hmm. the company that I was working for. And I figured, if I stop working, then I don't get to keep the asset. And that was one drawback. And the second drawback was that if I stop working there, then the money stops as well. So mm-hmm. I figured, I've got to do something else here. It's not looking good for the long term. So I decided to quit my job. And me and my wife, we immigrated to Australia. And I said, look, I want to start a new business. At that stage, I didn't know what kind of business. I just knew that I had to start my own business and create my own business asset. Uh-huh. And I researched a whole bunch of different options, including franchising. I mean, I even looked at starting up like a dog washing sort of business or an ice cream parlor. And, I looked at basically everything. Uh-huh. And all of those different options, the offline sort of options, they all seemed like really hard work to me. And then I got presented with an online business opportunity, an online marketing opportunity. And it was a course that I went on and it just looked perfect. I looked at it and I thought, wow, I can work from home. I can create my own products. I can run the whole show from sitting at my desk. And it looked really attractive. And so that's how I got into it. And I guess the rest is history from that point onwards.
Okay. So you've been doing this, you said, for 4 years now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in everything that you've been looking at online, what made you decide specifically to get into blogging?
Blogging, I guess the first thing that happened with me was the first thing that I got introduced with for internet marketing was to just create my own product and sell it through just a normal sales page with a normal website. Mm-hmm. And now if some of our listeners don't know the difference between a normal website and a blog, it was really just it's what's called a static website. So it doesn't change. You don't update it. You just create it once and that's mm-hmm. kind of what it stays as. So I created my first product with my first little website and sales pages and stuff and made some pretty good sales. But then, after that peak, nothing kind of happened. And so I realized that I had to do something else to try and make money with this business. And otherwise, it's not going to be so good. Otherwise, I had to, go back and get a job again to get cash flow again.
Oh, that's no good.
No, and that freaked me out. I said I would hate to go back to a job again because that's what I was kind of fleeing away from. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't sure what to do. And I thought, well, okay, how do people become successful? Or, what are some of the tips? And one thing that I learned was that if you want to become successful in a certain area, you find those people that are already successful. This is a massive shortcut, by the way. Mm-hmm. You find the people who are already successful in the area that you want to become successful at, and you go and talk to them. You find out what on earth did they do to become successful. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I wanted to interview all of the world's top internet marketers, but I wanted to do it with a difference. I wanted to not just interview them with over the phone on audio, which so many other people was doing at the time. I wanted to be a little bit different. So I thought, okay, I'll get a camera and I'll actually, interview these guys live in a room with me, talking to them face to face. And so that's how I started. But little did I know the issues with online video at the time, because this is like 3.5 years ago that I was doing this. And, you know, at that stage, online video was even more in its infancy than it is now. Yeah. So it was a real big struggle. But then the way that I wanted to, you know, I didn't only just interview these guys and get knowledge from them, but I also wanted to create that as, you know, do these interviews as a potential product that I could sell.
Okay.
But I changed my mind on that because I wanted to make the stuff available for everyone else. And that's how I created then a blog to host all these videos so that people can just go and watch them for free. So that's how I basically got into blogging the first time.
Okay. And now since then, you've obviously done a lot since then. And you've kind of expanded on that idea of doing video and podcasting and all that stuff. How has podcasting and video affected your online business?
Well, I think podcasting is something that not many people are using at the moment. And I think there's a huge, huge opportunity there that's being missed by a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Now, just if you don't know that this is possible, but you can have both an audio podcast or a video podcast. Mm-hmm. And now, this is the sort of things you watch through iTunes. If you open up your iTunes program, you can search for different podcasts that are free to watch, and you can also subscribe to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been in there, you may have seen that you can subscribe to both an audio or a video podcast.
Yeah.
And so there's a whole audience there of people sitting there with their little iPods and logging onto iTunes and downloading these podcasts, whether it's audio or video.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not using that as a potential extra market, you're missing out on a pretty big audience. And, you know, one thing that's really good about iTunes is that people don't have to be in front of their computers when they absorb your content.
Mm-hmm.
They download it to their iPod and they go and sit on the train and they watch it there or listen to it there, or they, you know, do it while they're at school in class or, you know, mm-hmm. whenever. They don't have to be stuck in front of the computer to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can learn how to get into podcasting, whether it's just audio, I would just start with audio because that's easier,
mm-hmm.
and then later move on to video, you can open up a whole new market. I'll give you an example,
okay,
just so that it's a bit more real. With one of my websites with my business partner, JJ, he's a magician, we show people how to do cool magic tricks, basically.
Okay.
And so I take care of the internet marketing stuff and JJ takes care of the magic. And so what we started with was just blog content and using YouTube for our videos.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing pretty well then. And then we decided to turn our videos into podcasts, video podcasts into iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now we about a quarter of our audience comes from iTunes.
Oh, okay.
And so that's pretty cool. It means there's a quarter of our audience who would rather absorb our content through iTunes than through anything else. And this is on top of our normal audience that we have online.
Okay. Now, I've watched a number of your videos, and I must say that they are very different from the typical internet marketing videos that I generally see. How do you do online video the right way? Is there like a strategy for doing it, or do you just go in front of a video and just talk about anything that's going on in your life? Is there a strategy, and if so, what is that strategy?
Sure. Okay. Well, I think the first thing to say is that a lot of people, when they hear about online video, they get kind of freaked out,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, we've been conditioned with television in such a huge way. And, you know, when you watch TV, you see multi-million-dollar productions,
uh-huh.
where people have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of equipment. They've got professional editors. They've got a whole cast and crew and, you know, the whole show. And it's, you know, when you watch that program, sort of in the back of your mind, you know that a heck of a lot went into that to make it look the way it does.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's potentially a reason why a lot of people, when they see or hear about video for the first time, they kind of get freaked out and think, oh, no, that's too difficult. That's too advanced. I can't do it. But nowadays, it is really so easy to create video online. You know, you just need a simple camera.
Mm-hmm.
You need a computer, maybe a microphone and an internet connection, and you're away. That's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
But now, here's the key. It's really easy to create online video, but it's not as easy to create really good online video. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you some tips for the difference between those two. First of all, there's the whole production value of your videos that you got to get right. I'm not sure if you've ever watched videos on YouTube, and sometimes that, you know, there's a video maybe that you watch and it has a pretty good video image quality.
Mm-hmm.
But then for some reason, the sound is not up to standard.
Mm-hmm.
Either the wind is blowing into the microphone, or the microphone is really far away, or the sound's really soft, or it's too loud, or it's noisy.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how good the image quality of that video is, your experience of that video is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And you click away. So this is rubbish. I don't want to watch this. And most people don't realize this, but the audio of your video is even more important than the video quality, the image quality of your video. So that's the first thing to think about. Get a really good microphone that you can use with your camera. The second thing is lighting. You know, just whenever you're recording, make sure that the subject that you're recording, the thing that you're taking videos of,
mm-hmm.
whether it's yourself or your dog or someone else, make sure that you have some pretty good light on that thing. So that the reason for that is because most consumer-based cameras don't do too well when it's not very light.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure you've got good lighting there to light up the area before you record. So that's a bit of production stuff. But okay, so those are two things you can do with a pretty average camera, and it'll increase the quality of videos, you know, by a pretty big factor.
Okay.
The next thing you can do to help your videos stand out from the crowd is to just do a little bit of planning beforehand in terms of your content. Think about, you know, what is it exactly that your potential viewer wants to listen to or wants to watch or what they want to learn. Think about what is the problem that you're solving with that specific video,
mm-hmm.
and plan it out, structure it out, and start off with introducing yourself and saying what the video is about, and have a quick introduction, a quick overview of what the video is going to be about. The difference between text and video is that with text, you can scroll, you can scan through the whole document, and you can quickly see what the document is about. So it's not as important in text to have a quick overview at the beginning. But with video, because people can't do that, you need to tell them. You need to say, hey, inside this video, I'm going to show you how you can create really, really powerful videos.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to let you know, inside this video, you're going to learn about all the equipment you'll need, all the editing software you'll need, how you're going to set it up, how to edit it, and I'll show you exactly step by step how you're going to do this inside this video. So within 30 seconds, you need to do that. Within 30 seconds to a minute, you've got to do that so that people can they can immediately know what your video is about and what they're going to learn about. And you can make it enticing, you know, make it enticing so that people, you know, you don't give the answer, you just sort of, you kind of open the loop.
Mm.
And so you have that as your introduction. Then you get into your content and you explain exactly what you want, what the video is about. And then, of course, at the end, if you want to, you can summarize it and just close it off and send people back to your website.
Okay. Now, I'm an absolute beginner. I know nothing about internet marketing. I hear that it's great for making money online, and I want to get started. How would you recommend me going about that? What steps would you say, okay, Leslie, this is what you should do if you're just beginning. Step one, such and such. Step two. What would you recommend?
Okay. I think the first thing, Leslie, and for our audience also, is to step one. Is to figure out what it is that you want to be good at online. What it is that you want to be known as online, whether it's you or the business that you're running. So in other words, what is the niche? The niche or niche, depending on which part of the world you're from, how to pronounce that.
Uh-huh.
Which niche do you want to be in? I think that is the first thing to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Step two is to find out whether there is a big enough audience for whatever it is you want to become an expert at, or what you're already an expert at. But you got to make sure that, first of all, that you're interested in the subject. That was step one. And step
mm-hmm.
two is that there's other people, and lots of them too, who are also interested in the subject.
Okay.
And step three would then be to make sure that those people who are interested in your subject, that they actually have money to be able to pay for anything that you might create for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's step three. Step four may be then to find out what the specific problems and frustrations are in your niche. Find out what they are. And how do you do that? You ask people. Mm-hmm. You hang out on the internet in places where your audience is hanging out. So like, for example, forums. An easy way to find forums is simply to do a Google search on the niche that you're operating in. Say it's cooking, and then follow that by the word forum. So do a search for cooking forum. Mm-hmm. It'll come up with a whole bunch of forums there, and you can just go there and hang out and just and see what people are doing. Another way is to just go on YouTube, for example, and just watch, search for videos in your niche to find out, what are people complaining about?
Mm-hmm.
Find out what is the number one key thing that people are complaining about. And it may take a while for you to figure that out. But it's really important to find out what those problems and issues are that people in your niche are experiencing. Now, the next step, I can't remember what the number is that we're up to.
It doesn't matter too much.
Let's call it step five.
Okay.
Next step is to create a solution for that problem. And now, this is where you can go into a number of directions. You can either create the solution as a product that you sell, or you can create the solution as something that you give away for free to help you get exposure online.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my recommendation is that you give it away for free to start off with, so you can just build your list, build your exposure online.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a number of ways you can do that. You can start a blog and you submit content that relates to that topic where you solve those problems. With each new post on your blog, you solve a specific problem that relates to your niche. You can also do it with video, of course, but if you're just getting started, I would just start with a normal text-based blog. And you build your audience like that. If you get really clever, you can have what's called a free resource that you create, which can be a downloadable document that people can download from your website and your blog. And in return, you ask for their contact details. So that's how you build your initial list, your initial audience that you can communicate with.
Okay.
So that's pretty powerful. So I think, the first thing is in that case at this point is to build your own audience.
Okay.
And then you can start communicating with these people. And once you can communicate with them, you can ask more specific questions about the specific problems that they're having. And once you're at that stage, you can create your big next product that you then go forward with and actually sell to your audience. So that's, I guess, a really quick overview of some of the steps you can take.
Now, what if I'm intimidated by the idea of making my own product? Do you think it can? Is this is something that can work if I'm promoting someone else's products?
Oh, for sure. You don't have to create your own products. In fact, one of the easiest ways to make money online is to promote other people's products, and this is called affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
So you search for other people who have already been operating in your niche and who are already solving really cool problems for your niche and have created products for it, and then you basically sell those products as an affiliate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the trick with affiliate marketing is that you need to have your own audience, and so you need to build up your own traffic with your own online presence, whether it's through a blog or through a YouTube channel or whatever else. You need to figure out a way to get traffic to mm-hmm. your site and build your own email list. Without that, you're not going to make any money.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to sell your own products, but you do need to build your own own following so that when you promote something, you promote it to your own list of people. They buy the affiliate products through your affiliate link, and you get paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really cool about this is that, number one, you don't have to spend a long time to create the product. Or even before that, you don't have to even worry about researching the product. You don't have to create the product. You don't have to deliver the product. And you also don't have to provide any support for mm-hmm. the product afterwards. All you got to do is promote it and collect the money.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, if you can build your list effectively and you can build a really good relationship with the people on your email list, then you're in a very, very good position to get into affiliate marketing.
Okay. Now, one of the things I really like about what you are doing, especially in how you're teaching people to blog, is it's not necessarily dealing with the make money online industry. Not that I have a problem with that, because I do some of that also, but it seems as if the stuff that you teach goes beyond teaching people to make money online. But it, like you just mentioned, you have a blog about teaching people to do magic. Now, is that something that can be profitable?
Oh yeah, for sure, and we, you know, we are in fact making money from that site because, you know, we've created a membership site that's our first product for that audience.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a regular income coming in for that niche. Now, I guess what's really cool about that niche and what about that product was that part of the reason why I started it was because there are always people on the internet looking at internet marketers who have their own products, and they say, hey, you know, you're selling a how to make money product online,
mm-hmm.
but you've only shown success with selling products for how to make money online.
Yeah.
So how do I really know that you know what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've made money online before I started teaching how to make money online.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've progressed more into the how to make money online niche because, you know, that's what I got naturally attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to have a really good case study where I wanted to show people that you can apply the exact same techniques that I teach inside my courses to help to make money in any other niche.
Mm-hmm.
And so I teamed up with JJ in the magic niche. We set up a blog. We set up a YouTube channel. We started building our list. We created a membership site. And now we're making some money from that site. So I think it's, I guess it's just proof that what I'm teaching does work not only in the internet marketing world, but also in other niches as well.
Now, when did you start the Free Magic Live site?
That's a relatively recent project. We started that on the 1st of April, 2009. So it's been about 10 months now. So it's pretty new still.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but a major source of your traffic has been implementing these techniques of online video and YouTube marketing and podcasting to get that traffic, right?
Absolutely. So it's basically, in a nutshell, we have a blog, and that let's start with the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
We have a YouTube channel where we submit about 2 to 3 videos per week, where
okay.
we have a whole bunch of things. We sometimes do a trick and then reveal the trick. Sometimes it's just like a we just show a trick to impress people. And sometimes it's just like a random thing about magic that we have. And then normally throughout the video or at the end, we encourage people to go to our blog, which we use for our list building place.
Mm-hmm.
So we send traffic back there. People can then sign up for our newsletter. And so we get most of our traffic from YouTube and from the podcasts that we have. And now a little bit is coming through search engine and traffic as well. But the beginning was really through YouTube and the podcast that we were doing and sending that traffic back to our website.
And it seemed as if you guys were able to grow that traffic really rapidly.
Yeah, that's right. I'm still surprised at how amazing the growth has been. I mean, it's been 10 months and we're sitting on, I think we're, actually, let me just check for you so I get these numbers right.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to freemagiclive.com, it'll show you what we're talking about here. Well, FeedBurner is currently showing over 18,000 followers.
Oh wow!
So the biggest about 16, it's over 16,000 of those are email subscribers.
Okay.
So there's another 2,000 from just RSS subscribers. But that's been in the last 10 months
mm-hmm.
That we did that. So at the moment we're sitting on, and this is what's really, this is the bottom line for me. We are now sitting on about 100 opt-ins per day.
Oh, wow.
Which is cool. You know, if you calculate that out, if we can keep this up, you know, 100 times whatever, 365, it's like over 36,000 subscribers that we're getting for our email list in a year, every single year.
Wow.
That's if we just keep up the current level that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a rule of thumb in internet marketing. For every person that you have on your list, you should be able to make about $1 per month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got 30,000 people on your list, you should be able to theoretically make about $30,000 per month,
mm-hmm.
if you do your things right. So that's why I think this is such a huge opportunity. If you can use YouTube and other social media to help grow your list, this can be very, very powerful.
Okay, so let's bridge this. There's somewhat of a gap in between that we haven't covered as yet. How do you get people to watch your videos, and then how do you get that traffic to your site?
Okay, well, the first thing is that we're using what I'm calling a beachhead strategy. And if you've ever read a really amazing book called Crossing the Chasm by Geoffrey Moore, he talks about the beachhead strategy. He talks about it in a slightly different way, but really it refers to when new companies start up a new high-tech product, a new technology product, they often fall flat on their faces very soon after they get started. And the reason for that is because they run out of their initial customers and they don't have a method for getting into the mainstream market.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Geoffrey Moore found out was that the ones who became successful had what he called a beachhead strategy, where they managed to bridge that gap between running out of their initial customers and getting to the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And all this was that they focused all of their attention on one specific player in the mainstream. And they would tailor all their marketing materials, they would tailor their product, even their product design, everything. They would just interact and interface with this one big player in the mainstream and solve this, you know, create a solution for them. Once they got this one big player in the early majority to support them, all of a sudden everyone else in the mainstream would look towards this big player and go, wow, they've got this product, I need it too. And mm-hmm. you'd get this social peer pressure thing happening, and then all of a sudden this domino effect happens, and boom, you're in the mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So now this, I've just explained this concept to you, this beachhead strategy concept. So we're using the same kind of thing for what we're doing. So our beachhead in this case is YouTube. We've decided to use YouTube as our beachhead, so to speak.
Okay.
So we're focusing all of our attention, or most of it, on getting videos onto YouTube, interacting with the YouTube community,
okay.
and making that as successful as we can. So what we're doing is we've got these three videos that I've said before, but not only do we just submit them to YouTube, we also optimize the videos for search engines. We submit it to other directories quite often. We make sure that that we are interactive with the audience on YouTube. You know, we write comments on other people's channels. We watch other people's videos. We rate them. We get them to watch our videos and rate them and comment on them. All of this stuff helps to get more traffic on YouTube. So once we have that traffic on YouTube, we then redirect that traffic to our blog, where we end up building our email list.
Okay. So instead of like trying to be good at YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace, and a bunch of other things, you're saying you're focusing your effort on one of these sites and trying to get as much benefit from that as possible.
Absolutely. And, you know, once you have success mm-hmm. with this, once you've reached that sort of that breakthrough point, and we're getting close to that, we're 18,000 is still small for the YouTube community. There's, our subscribers on YouTube is only sitting at, I think, about 2,500.
Okay.
There's another couple of guys in the magic sites on YouTube. They've got like over 30,000 YouTube subscribers.
Oh, wow.
It's not email, it's just YouTube subscribers. So unfortunately, these guys don't know anything about internet marketing, so they're leaving a lot of money on the table. But I think the point is that, you know, we're still getting started with this. And I think once you have this sort of exposure, then you can start looking at other things. Mm-hmm. You know, then you can start looking at how to incorporate Twitter, how to incorporate Facebook into it. So the thing is, if you try and do all of those things all at once, it's going to take you, you can be successful, but you know, there's only that many hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're doing it alone, you know, that's even worse. You know, then it's very difficult to show progress fast enough. And by the time you start showing progress, the whole world has moved on already and you're too late.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes much more sense to pick one. Like in our case, we pick YouTube. Pick that one and just become like so good at it that you wipe out everyone else in your niche.
Okay.
And you become a total expert at it.
That makes a lot of sense. Now let's talk about Become a Blogger, because I can remember the first day that I saw Become a Blogger, and I thought to myself, man, why didn't I see this before when I was trying to get my blog set up? But can you kind of give us an idea of what Become a Blogger is about?
Well, Become a Blogger is, I guess it's essentially a it's a course that teaches you how to set up your blog, but it's really a blueprint of what I used with this magic site. There's of course there's a little bit extra things that we did with the magic with YouTube, but inside Become a Blogger, we teach people how to set up their blogs and use that as really the hub of their traffic generation, because that's the name of the game. If you can get traffic, you can, and you can build your list, you can pretty much print money. Well, like printing money. So we teach people how to set up their blogs. We teach them how, we teach you how to optimize your blog for search engine traffic, because if you've been blogging for a while, you'll know that momentum, about 50% of your traffic could be coming from search engines like Google. So that's a really important module that we teach people. But then we take it further. We look at how to help you stand out from the crowd. So we look at how to add, beautiful images to your blog really easily. How to add audio to your blog and the whole podcasting thing that goes along with that. So we show you in detail how to do that step by step. And these are all like online video instructions, so you can watch it and pause it, and it shows you exactly how to email every now and then out of the blue saying, oh, look, it's just so cool to have the Become a Blogger videos on one computer often, and then on the other computer they implement, or they have it on one screen, they implement on the other screen. So we have the images, we have the audio, and then we also go into video, how to add video to your blog and how to optimize your videos. And then there's a whole module on traffic generation, and this is where Yara also gets involved with the more strategy thinking. And how do you apply strategy to your blog so that you can optimize that traffic generation opportunities? And there's a content generation module that goes into a lot of detail for how to actually create your content, how to structure it properly, and how to make it really powerful and compelling. And then finally, the last module goes into how to actually start making money from your blog. The whole bunch of monetization strategies. Now, in saying that, also throughout the whole course, we have seasoned the whole course with what we call X factor strategies. And these are things like using YouTube, like using Twitter or Facebook, to help you stand out from the crowd and to help you set your blog apart from everyone else online. So if you're competing with someone who's just doing text, and you come out with a multimedia blog, your chances of success and of chances of getting noticed is just so much greater. So, and that's what we teach inside the Become a Blogger program.
Okay, and the great thing about it, the part that I like, is that even for someone that just wants to see what it's about, there's a lot of free resources involved there. The roadmap, you guys, for the roadmap to becoming a blogger, can you explain what that is about?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that really, the bottom line is, with the free stuff that we offer you, you can already use that to create a very, very successful blog. That's it. And when me and Yara, whenever we create free resources, one of our underlying motivations is to create enough information for people to get started and to turn that into a success. So we've got the roadmap there that's like, oh, I can't remember the number of pages. I think it's 92 or 96, something like that, where we talk about this whole process of setting up a successful blog. And then we go into 13 different X factor strategies that you can start implementing immediately on your blog. Now, if you combine that with our other free resource, which is 10 free videos on a Become a Blogger website, you don't even have to opt in for that. You can just watch it there for free. There's no opt-in required. You can, if you want to our newsletter, but you can just watch those videos and they'll show you how to set up your blog from scratch. And then we've got a third resource there that's when you do sign up for our newsletter, which is a 7-part mini course that goes into even more detail than the roadmap for how you can set up your blog properly, how to optimize it, and how to you know, create content, how to get traffic, and how to monetize it. So there's an awful lot of free information there that if you're interested in becoming successful as a blogger, we've got it all there for you.
Okay, and I got an email from you a few days ago. I'm talking about an amazing deal that you guys have coming up pretty soon. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we have a really interesting offer. We've only opened the doors to our Become a Blogger Premium course. Now, let me just backtrack a little bit. We've got me and Yaro put together a video-based course. It's called Become a Blogger Premium. Mm-hmm. Now, this is on top of the free stuff that we've already created. And this is where we go into a lot more detail. And this is what I went through previously with all the different modules. But that's where we really get down to the nitty-gritty and, you know, talk about examples, show you the how-to on-screen instruction, and we don't leave any stones unturned. So that's a Become a Blogger Premium course. And, you know, we've had over 2,000 people who've signed up for that already over the last year. And here's the thing. We've only had the doors open twice so far. So we keep it normally open for about a week, and then we close it down. Now, the last time that it was open was 6 months ago. And so we're opening the doors again for the first time in 6 months mm-hmm. For those people who are interested in taking their blog to the next level. And that's happening really soon. And the really, really special offer that we have, because we really want people to see for themselves the power of this course. And we want people just to check it out. So what we did was we arranged with ClickBank, the company who's taking care of our payment processing, to help to offer you a $1 trial where you can just try out the course for a whole week for just $1. And that'll give you access to the members area, and you'll already start receiving the first week's worth of content. And that'll give you enough time to see for yourself whether you like it or not. And if you don't, you just send us an email, and you can even get a refund for that dollar if you want to. But that gives you the opportunity just to check it out, because I think that's often the fear for people is that, you know, you see this cool course, but you don't know if it's for you. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we created this $1 trial, so that you can just get in there, check it out for $1. I mean, really, $1, I think, you know, I would say most people could afford $1 just to check it out. And if you're happy, then you just continue. If you're not, you just let us know, and we do a cancellation. But that $1 trial is only available for a few days after we open the doors, and then we remove that $1 trial. So there is a time limit on that. So depending on when you're listening to this audio, just make sure you check out the page for instructions.
Okay. Well, Gideon, hey, it's been a pleasure having you on this call. Thank you for your generosity in sharing this information with my listeners. And I wish you all the best with everything you're doing. And hey, you have a great night, or I guess it's morning over there, isn't it?
It's about 10 to 12 in the morning right now. So yeah, okay, I've got the whole day ahead.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Leslie. And, you know, I think I just want to finish off with one last thought. And if all of this seems really overwhelming to you, don't let it get to you, because, you know, there is so much instruction on the internet. And I think one of the key things is to just pick one direction, stick with it, and don't get distracted. You know, just take massive action in that one direction, finish it, and move on to the next thing once you've mastered that one thing. And it can be either our course, it could be someone else's course. I don't care. I think one of the biggest issues for people online is that they start too many things and they get mm-hmm. distracted. Mm-hmm. So my advice is to just pick one thing, whether it's our course or someone else's, I don't care, but focus on that one thing and then move on to the next thing after that. So just take action, but take it in one specific direction and stay focused on it.
Hey, great advice. Thank you so much, man.
Okay, Leslie, thank you for the interview.